Now we want to turn tonight in God's Word to Acts chapter 7. That's a long chapter, we're not going to take time to read it all, but we're familiar with the setting of it, of course, and to do with Stephen, the man of God, being stoned to death. So we're going to go to right to the end of Acts chapter 7 and the verse 58. Speaking here of his persecutors and his enemies. Verse 54 and Acts 7. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Amen. We pray the Lord to bless the reading of his word to all of our hearts. I want to look at that little phrase at the very end of verse 60, really summing up the death of this man of God, which was Stephen. And it says here, he fell asleep. He fell asleep. In this passage before us, we have recorded the testimony of the martyrdom of Stephen. The first drops of the blood of the New Testament saints were about to fall. Stephen was put to death for one reason, and one reason only. He loved the Lord Jesus Christ. He followed Christ. He preached the Lord Jesus Christ. He had one life, and he lived it for the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore his enemies come to take away his life. What a man Stephen had been in the church of Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 6 and verse 5, it says, And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. And God directs us immediately to this man. What type of man was he? He was a man, it tells us here, in the verse 5, full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. In verse 8, And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Now, here's the type of man I suggest to you that we would want in any congregation. Here's the type of man we would want in this church. Here's a type of man we would want in any Free Presbyterian church. A man who is full of faith. A man who is full of the Holy Ghost. And a man who was full of power. Any congregation would be glad to have a man like this in their church. He was a great man. And yet we would love him in our church. And yet the great thing about this man is this. The devil wanted him out of the church. He was doing great harm to the kingdom of darkness. And the devil watching the works of Stephen, the great miracles that he was doing by his hand, saw the great faith that was in his heart, the great love that he had for the Lord Jesus Christ. The devil wanted them out of the church. Because the devil hates the man or the woman of God who is full of faith, who is full of the Holy Ghost, and who loves the Lord Jesus Christ with all of her heart. And so the devil rises up against him, and his enemies come against him, raging against him, can I say, and they lie against him with their tongues, and eventually they put him to death. So his death caused great sadness in the church. You can see that in verse 2 of chapter 8. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. There is the funeral of Stephen, the man of God. The word lamentation comes from a Greek word that means to beat the breast, to lament, to mourn, or to wail. And the people are wailing. They are in great distress. Their hearts are broken. They have lost a man of God. They have lost a friend. They have lost a servant to the church of Jesus Christ, and they are extremely heartbroken about this, and they made great lamentation over him. Could you picture such a funeral? Going up through the streets of Kilkeel, the people wailing, beating their breasts, crying tears, hearts are broken of such a person being taken to the grave. Very seldom you see that. I'll tell you this, if you had been watching the funeral of Stephen, that's what you would have seen. They made great lamentation. The man of God was dead. The man of God was dead. Jonathan said of David in 1 Samuel 20, verse 18, "And I shall be missed, because thy seat will be empty." And I know, no doubt tonight, and you know yourself, child of God, in this prayer meeting tonight, no doubt he was missed, the seat was empty in the church, in the prayer meeting of the church, in the church congregation, in the work of the church, he was missed. That you and I would live our life for Jesus Christ, when we die, we'll be missed. And he said, would you be missed? Would you miss this congregation if you died? Will we miss you in the prayer meeting? Will we miss you in the congregation? I have no doubt he was missed. The details of his death are very severe. He was set upon by madmen biting and stoning him to death. Why the details of his death are very severe, the description of his death is very sweet. The word of God summed up the death of Stephen in three words. He fell asleep. This is how God summed up the death of this man of God. God said he fell asleep. That is how the Holy Spirit of God here puts all the details about the death of Stephen, the man of God. A very simple word. I'm sure it's a text that every one of us can understand. He fell asleep. And there's a number of things, just three things I want to speak about the death of Stephen in these terms. We see, first of all, that he died in peace. Now, you and I know to get to sleep, you have to have peace. If you have no peace around you, if people's making terrible noise, you say, would you be quiet? I'm trying to get to sleep. Or if you have no peace within your heart, if there's some problem in your life or in your family and you're burdened and you toss to and fro in the pillow, there's one thing you need to get to sleep. You need peace. We all need peace. It says in Esther 6 verse 1 about the king Ahasuerus, on that night could not the king sleep. He had a real burden, remember, of course, in his heart. God was dealing with him. He was under conviction, and the Lord was going to show him great lessons. But on that night could not the king sleep. Why was this? He had no peace. And the psalmist said in Psalm 4 and verse 8, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. They both go together. He said, I will lay down, what? And first of all, in peace and sleep. If he had no peace, he couldn't sleep. Both go together. Stephen fell asleep. They're talking about his death. He died peacefully. Now what do I mean by this? He had great peace with God. Now no information is given of his conversion to us in the Bible. Now did he hear the great sermon that Peter preached that day of Pentecost? Full of the Holy Ghost, the multitude of people all around them. And he says to him in verse 38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And Peter is preaching with all of his heart, repent and be baptized. Did Stephen hear that sermon? I don't know. And Stephen got saved. But I know this. Stephen was a converted man. Stephen was one who knew Christ as his Lord and Savior. He knew what it was to be forgiven. He knew what it was to have peace with God. The salvation of his soul had been sorted out a long, long, long time ago. So he died peacefully. Because he fell asleep. And you need peace to go to sleep. Colossians 1 verse 20, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. Stephen knew he was saved. He knew he was pardoned. He knew he was redeemed. He fell asleep. He died peacefully. You and I sing that hymn sometimes. Peace like a river is flooding my soul, since Christ my Saviour maketh me whole. You see, he fell asleep. He had peace with God in his conversion. He also had peace because he had the company of God. Because in verse 55, and he being full of the Holy Ghost looked up steadfastly into heaven, and he saw the glory of God. And Jesus standing on the right hand of God. A tremendous vision was given to the saint of God as he was about to die. Or can I say to you, as he was about, using our text, about to fall asleep, he lifted up his eyes, and what did he see? He saw the glory of God. And he saw the Lord Jesus Christ standing on the right hand of God. You see, what a sight came before him. He knew if he was going to die, he knew if I sent the lesson that God was with him. Even in this untimely death, God had his eye upon him. If he could see the glory of God, God could certainly see him. And all of these things give him peace to fall asleep. It says in Isaiah 26 verse 3, a tremendous verse that every child of God should underline in their Bible, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee." And it talks about this peace, but it talks about perfect peace. How can I have perfect peace? Well, my mind must be stayed. It must rest upon the Lord, and we trust in him. He died peacefully because he had the company of God. His very countenance showed that he had peace. You see, over in Acts chapter 6, verse 15, it says, "And they all sat in the council, and all that sat in the council looked steadfastly on him, and saw his face as had been the face of an angel." And here the people looked upon this man, and they saw his face as like an angel. It was Spurgeon said, "His face glows with joy unspeakable. He looks like a man hurried to his execution, but as one on a way to a wedding." There was a great calmness in his face. Even the very enemies, because this is what the enemy saw, they looked upon his face, they saw a great calmness. Now you're beginning to see why it says he fell asleep. He had this calmness, this peace in his heart and in his life. You can see he had peace in his communication, because verse 60, he tells us here that he's praying. He kneeled down and prayed, you see. He's not pleading for the men to stop, but there he's praying for them that they might be saved. There is this man down on his knees before all of these people, before the God of heaven, and he's praying that the Lord will not even lay this sin against our charge. Here's a man who has great peace within his heart, despite all that was happening around him. The stones was raining down upon him, but he had great peace. He had great calmness. You look at the very hearts of the men who did this. Look at verse 54. Here's the heart of his enemies. "When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth." That's his enemies. The enemies, you see, their heart was full of bitterness, full of wrath, you see. But it was not true of Stephen's heart. He had a heart that was full of peace. He had a heart that was full of calmness. He was trusting Christ. He was resting in the Lord with all of his heart. You see, that's why it says he fell asleep. He had calmness in his countenance in the company of God, and the Lord was with him. The story was told about a martyr. He was fastened to the stake, and the sheriff who had the task of putting him to death went up to him and expressed his sorrow that "you may preserve the whole of these doctrines, just give them up." And he says, "I don't have to set this thing in fire." The martyr answered him and said, "Tell you what to do. Put your hand in my heart and feel it." And so the sheriff put his hand in, and it was a real calm. Then he says, "And tell you what to do." He says, "Put your hand on your own heart and see how that's beating." And he put his hand on his own heart, and his heart was bumping. And the martyr looked at him. He says, "Go your way." He said, "Instead of pitying me, pity yourself." And this is what Stephen was doing. He tells us here that he fell asleep. He had this wonderful peace. He had a peace with God. He had a peace in his conscience. He had a peace in his heart. And nothing could disturb this peace. Not even the stones of these men. Not even angry words that would come raging against him. He fell asleep. He died peacefully. But what he had, he said, it was but closing his eyes and dying. And you know, child of God, when we come to die, remember this is how God sums up our death. We fall asleep. Isn't it a wonderful thing tonight to know that you're saved? There are many things we are unsure of in this day and age, but isn't it tremendous to know that we're saved? That we're washed in the blood of the Lamb. That Christ is our Saviour. That the Lord Jesus says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. We have a peace in our heart that the old world, the old devil, cannot take away from us. We're resting upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we come to die, will it be said like all of us, he fell asleep. Or she fell asleep. This is how God describes the death of Stephen. He died peacefully. And all you and I, child of God, why do we fear death? This is how we will die, despite the circumstances. I don't know whether any of us will ever die like Stephen, surrounded by his enemies, cursing him, blaspheming him, casting stone after stone upon Stephen, stoning him to death. I don't know where I'll die together or not, but if we do, we'll still fall asleep. We can die with peace with God. You need peace to go to sleep. His death, he died harmlessly, can I say, because it's described like falling asleep. Now we do know this, falling asleep will do you no harm. In fact, it'll do you good. Ecclesiastes 5 and verse 12, the sleep of a labouring man is sweet. It is sweet. You know what it's like. I'm sure most of you say, when you get to bed at night, oh, it's good to get to bed. If you said once, you said every night, it's good to get to bed. Hard day's work, you're tired, you're weary, and you're looking to get to bed, and so it's a harmless thing. And it did Stephen no harm to fall asleep, or to die. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ when he said in Luke chapter 12 and verse 4, and I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that they have no more that they can do. And the Lord is saying, don't be fearing those who can destroy, who can put you to death, who can kill the body, because after that they can do nothing else. And so when Stephen here, when he died harmlessly, because sleep does you no harm. It was a harmless thing that happened to him. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 56 verse 57 says, the sting of death is sin. Well, we do know, because he trusted Christ, that the very sting of death was taken away from him. He had trusted Christ and the sting was gone, you see. The wages of sin is death, but the Lord Jesus, in all his love and all his mercy, had paid the price, had paid his wages for Stephen. And so when Stephen fell asleep, it was going to do him good. He fell asleep. And why is this? Because, let me say this, sleep is a harmless thing because it gives rest. And when Stephen died, he got his rest, you see. When you and I go to bed, we seek together a rest. And that's what usually happens. When Stephen died, there and this day before all his enemies, and he fell asleep, he got his rest. He got his rest. He was a man who served God, a man who preached, a man, as I said to you, did great miracles, had great power. But now he fell asleep. He gets his rest from this. He was a man, no doubt, that was chosen there in Acts chapter 6 to serve the widows. He served the apostles. He was a man, no doubt, had a tremendous message, and he preached Christ. He was a man who had a tremendous burden upon his heart for the lost, for lost souls going down into hell, and he loved the souls of men, and he preached with power. But when he fell asleep, he got his rest. He got his rest. Because that's what sleep does to you. You get your rest when you fall asleep. Stephen got his rest when he died. It says of David in Acts chapter 13 and verse 36, for David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on asleep and was led on to his fathers. And notice the very same words here said of David. But notice the words, after he served his own generation by the will of God. David, the man of God, God had him for a certain time, certain period, certain work. And after he had served the Lord with all of his heart, and after he had served his own generation, what happened? What happened to David? It says he fell on sleep. What happened to David? It says he got his rest. His work was over. His service for the King of Kings was over. Like Stephen, he fell asleep. He got his rest. Does the Bible not tell us in Revelation 14 and verse 3, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yes, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labours, and their works do follow them. I notice what it's talking about, those who die. Now, it's talking here about those who die in the Lord, who die in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, it's a blessed are the dead. It's a happy thing for those who die in the Lord. Because he says here, they may rest. They may rest from their labours, because they fall asleep. I want to say to every child of God tonight, you've only one opportunity to serve the Lord. You've only one opportunity to be a testimony for Christ. Because when you die, you'll fall asleep and you get your rest. Your work is over. Your service is over. And I said to every one of us here tonight, like Stephen, or just like David, let us serve our generation. Let us do all we can for this generation that's around us, the young people in this church, the Sunday school, the youth, the people of the community. Let us serve. Let us serve this generation with all of our heart, because the day is fast approaching and we'll all fall asleep. And we're all going to die. And then you get rest. Work, for the night is coming. He fell asleep, you see. He got his rest. Because sleep is a harmless thing. And also, he got release. Now, we do know, of course, that many people have problems. And they may walk the floor. But you know, when they fall asleep, if they only get them over to sleep, everything's shut out for that period of time. Maybe the severest problems they ever had in their life. And maybe problems that break in their heart. But you look at a sleeping person, and they're exhausted, and they're sleeping. They haven't got a care in the world, because they're sleeping. It's all gone just for that period of time. That is the same when you fall asleep in death. Because we find here, when Stephen fell asleep, he got released from all his sorrows. He got released from all of his sufferings. He got rest from all, no doubt, from these sinners who hated him, who despised him. He got rest, he got release from all of these things. As soon as he fell asleep, it was all over. All the pain, all the sorrow, all the hatred, all the bitterness, it's all over. He fell asleep. Do you know, child of God, when you and I die, all sorrows will be gone. All burdens will be gone. We'll not be going into heaven with our burdens. We have them here. We'll not be going into heaven with our sorrows. But when we die, when we fall asleep, they're all over. The Bible tells us that, of course, in Revelation 21 and verse 4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. Not a tremendous thing. It's talking here about heaven. It's talking here about the child of God who dies, who goes to heaven, and they're with Christ, and they're with God in heaven. And the Bible tells us that the God himself will come, and he'll wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there's no more death, and there's neither sorrow, neither crying, nor any more pain. Everything is gone. All sorrows are gone, because when we fall asleep, we get a release, just like Stephen. He fell asleep, it was all over. All the pain. The pain, the sorrow he felt when the stones reeled in against him. It was all over. And you know, child of God, this will happen to each one of us. We're washed in the blood of Christ. One day we'll fall asleep and we'll get release. But no more tears in heaven. No more broken hearts in heaven. God himself will come and he'll wipe away all tears from our eyes when we fall asleep in death. You find hope and answer about this death that was harmless to him because he was received by the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, it says in verse 55, he saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. You look down at the verse 60, the verse 59. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. You can see immediately what has happened to Stephen here as he's going to die, as he is going to fall asleep. He's going to be with Christ. He says, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. I am dying. I am leaving this body. I will want to be with thee. And he looked up into heaven and he saw Christ. And he says, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he fell asleep. The Lord Jesus received him. Now you're beginning to see why death is like sleep. To the child of God, by the way, it's harmless. There's so many benefits for us and blessings for the child of God when we come to die. And like Stephen of old, we also, when we fall asleep, when we fall down in death, wherever that would be, when we fall asleep, we're going to be with Christ, so it's far better. He's going to do us no harm. And righty people can look upon our carcass in a coffin and say, well, it's far better for them. So it is. Because sleep is a harmless thing. It's harmless. We're going to be with Christ. And we're going to be with him forever. Isaac Watts says, I lie down in comfort at night, not being anxious whether I awake in this world or another. What tremendous words. He wasn't concerned whether he awakens in this world or the next one. Because he knew when he fell asleep, he would be with Christ. And be with Christ for all eternity. And we certainly know that it is not good for a sinner to fall asleep in death. Because in Luke 16, it says he died, the rich man died. And he opened up his eyes in hell, being in torments. For the ungodly, it's certainly not good for them to die. But oh, for the child of God, there's great blessings. Great blessings for us will be with Christ. He fell asleep. He fell asleep. And here is his death being described by God. And so sleep is a peaceful thing and it's a harmless thing. But also, could I say, sleep is a temporal thing. Going to sleep is only a temporal thing. Now, many of us may be tired out. You may sleep for hours. But we're usually always awake. And as time goes on, you don't really perhaps need the alarm clock because you're not used to getting up. You're nearly tossing back and forward before it goes off. Sleep is a temporal thing. So too for the child of God, you see. He only falls asleep temporarily. Stephen, no doubt, when he fell asleep, and we say this on the authority, not of our notions tonight, but on the authority of the Word of God, when Stephen fell asleep, he will be wakened up again. He'll be awakened by the voice of Christ and the mighty power of God. Did Daniel not even say that? In Daniel 12 and verse 12, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth, what? Shall awake. Shall awake some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. But he's talking here about people dying and they're in their graves, and he's talking here about death. They are sleeping. But he says here that they shall awake. Because sleep is only a temporal thing. People are placed in their graves, then they shall be awakened by the mighty power of God. And did the Lord Jesus Christ not say that himself in John chapter 5 and verse 28 and verse 29? Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in their graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. The Lord Jesus Christ here himself is telling us that death is not the end. That man or men will be awakened. They shall come out of the graves. Because sleep is only a temporal thing. And for the Christian, even for the ungodly, sleep or death is only a temporal thing. Everybody will be awakened. Everybody will be brought out of their graves. Everybody will be brought before God. Sleep is only a temporal thing. He fell asleep. And you know, this very night, Stephen is still sleeping. His body is still sleeping. But one day God will awaken him. And we have loved ones in the graves. The day is coming. They'll be awakened by the hand of God. They'll be awakened. Thomas Watson says, we are more sure to rise out of our graves than our beds. And all these graves behind us in the graveyard, just this prayer meeting tonight, one day will open up. Suddenly Christ will come. Every grave will be emptied. Those who in Christ sorry will be emptied when Christ comes. Stephen's body may be in the ground, but one day it will be wakened up and he shall rise again, because he's only sleeping. He's only sleeping. So too will be all of you and I, child of God, in this meeting tonight. When we fall asleep, when we die, it's just like going to sleep. It's only a temporal thing. We're in the grave, but one day our body will be taken out, awakened, and will stand body, soul and spirit before our Saviour who has redeemed us by his precious blood. Stephen fell asleep. Oh, what a picture of death we have there. In just those simple words, three words tonight, he fell asleep. He fell asleep. He had peace, you see. It was a harmless thing to him. It was only temporal. It is the same with every child of God. When we die, it will do us no harm. It will do us good. Because we'll go to be with Christ, which is far better. Stephen, it tells us, he fell asleep. Amen.